Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to go with that one? Hot taking? That would get people going. Hartman, Harrigan, Carter wearing a vest. I mean, my God, what's happened to him?
It looks terrible, too.
Get back in here, Carter. It's not a good looking vest.
He's not pulling it off because, you know what? Nobody can pull it off.
No! No, KOC comes pretty close. You know, KOC wears his clothes very well. But maybe if he wear a real jacket, he wouldn't be throwing the ball with Sam Darnold when it's 3rd and 1 with 2 minutes to go.
Exactly. His brain is freezing up. Doesn't know what to do. Pass!
Every one of you today, burn every one of your vests. Or, backpedal. Go to a store or get a sewing machine and put some...
Stitch some arms on.
Arms. We're pro arms.
Mm-hmm. Love the arms.
You hate the arms. We love the arms. Ari had the news. We're here until 3. For a second there, it's in my eye. I was thinking, if another migraine's coming, I'm going to go to the fetal position. What do we have today? Rena. We'll have fun with Rena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring up again how Big Smoke Detector is just taunting me. A Big Smoke Detector is just taunting me. They have me in the palm of their hand. They do. Patrick James Royce on the Twins and life. You know, we'll get to plenty of other things. I'll explain to Patrick how Big Smoke Detector is after me. How do you think Patrick handles changing the smoke detector?
I think he's got a guy.
The DA, I think that's, yeah.
Do you think the DA does it, or do you think he calls again?
Middle of the night, I think you need somebody to do it, right?
Well, at that point, do you just take a broomstick if you're Pat and just hit the thing till it stops?
I just unplugged it. So,
okay.
You know, the house could burn down today, but you got to do what you got to do. Colonel David Hunt, it's been a couple months. The always informative, entertaining, acerbic, and fearless Colonel served our country remarkably well for almost 30 years. Pete Hegseth, and we're in a quiz, generals. Basically, here's the quiz. How quickly will you kiss Donald Trump's butt?
Do you love me?
Yeah. How much do you love Donald Trump? I mean, of all the things that have happened so far, that's number one on my list. That's like, whoa. We're going to be quizzing generals, questioning generals in the United States of bleeping America. How loyal are you to our leader? That's frightening to me. 205, Jim Pete, what's the concern level for Jim Pete after 11 games? It's 11 games, but those are two lousy games back-to-back. Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler, not a good team. Portland Trailblazers, if everybody's playing, not a good team.
Especially when you're trying to get the NBA Cup back where it belongs.
And again, at the end of the game, and I get Finch has to do it because of the stupid rules, but they're losing by 20. And they're calling timeouts and they're challenging foul calls because one of the differentials or one of the tie breaks is point differential. get out of here. Let's come up with something else. It looked like rec league basketball. And then Chauncey, my guy Chauncey's challenging to call it. He was right with 3 seconds to go. That's just utter nonsense. All right, we're going to talk a little politics here at the start because today we had an example of what is great about the United States of America. The beginning of the peaceful transition of power. Two individuals who aren't exactly the best of friends. Do we think they loathe each other? Or is it just politics and behind the scenes they don't? I think Joe has utter contempt for Donald Trump. That's my gut.
You can dislike somebody but respect them as a person or as a skilled whatever.
Exactly.
I don't think there is any respect between the two of them.
I don't either, which is sad, right? This isn't, you know, Obama-McCain. This isn't Clinton-Bush. This isn't almost all races. There is detest between the two. But guess what? They met today. They did a very quick photo op, right? And they were gracious. They said all the right things publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they met for 90 minutes. And I hope it was a very informative meeting. You know, the president-elect knows his way around there. He's been getting a lot of classified information since securing the nomination, but you still get even more when you have the meeting. Think about when Donald Trump met with Barack Obama about this time in 2016. Those two. Same thing. I mean, Donald Trump trolled in one thing, racism involved in Barack Obama. Still does, Islamophobia. Barack Hussein Obama, the birth certificate. There's no other explanation for that. Outside of Barack Obama's a black man. None. Zero. Zilch. You don't agree with me? Tell me the other white president that we spent a lot of time on asking where his birth certificate was. It was gross. It was despicable. It was plain to your supporters, to those supporters, not a big group. But to those supporters, worst instincts of, whoa, where is he from? Why doesn't he have any friends? You know, nobody knows him. It was just disgusting what Trump and others did on the Obama birth certificate. By the way, that's nothing to do with whether you liked him as a president or not. And he lived up. It was just gross. So they have that today. And again, I'm going to repeat. I hope Donald Trump, the next 4 years, is the greatest president in the history of the country. I hope his policies, every single one, works. Tariff-a-palooza. Let's tariff when we both jaywalked in unison yesterday.
I was a little ahead of you.
You were, but I was even more jaywalking than you. I was zigzagging through the streets. You were staying in the lane. Tariff jaywalking, tariff coffee. I hope every tariff works. I didn't give a split second to voting for the guy, but I hope he's amazing. I really do. But I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, what happened 4 years ago. Because it does matter today. So first text, move on. No. Look what's happening today. So it's germane to the conversation. Today, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, contempt for each other. Shook hands and then met. I don't know if it's just the two of them, staffers, and talked about vitally important issues that, I don't know, about six people on the planet should know. And I hope it was incredibly informative. What happened 4 years ago? Can you remind me the footage of Donald Trump welcoming Joe Biden? today, Donald Trump was very gracious. He was. This is going to be a smooth transition. Politics is tough. All the things that Donald Trump should be saying. He didn't have the backbone. He didn't have the stomach to admit he lost. And so he didn't do it. And by the way, if he wants to go through the courts, as I've said hundreds of times, he's allowed. Absolutely allowed. They weren't sharing classified documents with the Biden transition team 4 years ago. They weren't sharing anything with them.
They may not have had them. Could have already been in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago.
Very good point. It's an excellent point. It wasn't that they wanted. They couldn't find them.
Yeah, they were looking. We need the one.
they were on the pickleball court at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
They were in the kitchen, right? They were in the kitchen for inner pickleball talk.
A lot of places.
You know? Donald Trump didn't have the you-know-what to admit he lost, and so he never had this meeting. Then, I think of Hillary Clinton. By the way, someone I didn't vote for. When Hillary Clinton showed up at Donald Trump's inauguration. Right there. Showed up. Yeah, she showed up as the first lady, former first lady for William Jefferson Clinton. She could have said, I can't believe I lost this guy. Is this really happening? And no showed. She showed. How about Donald Trump's appearance at Joe Biden's inauguration?
He was near the back, I think.
How far back?
You just didn't catch him.
How
on
far
the TV.
Back was he?
Is row X.
No. He took off on Air Force One and left. Trump supporters, do you want to admit that that was clown behavior 4 years ago? Clown behavior. And by the way, you want to admit he lost or else we're violating the Constitution? How is he the president? And again, I want him to be the best president ever. If he didn't lose, how's all this happening? And oh, by the way, why was this election fine? No issues. Because he won.
The Democrats got terrible at fixing elections over 4 years.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Apparently, they forgot to put the notice on the phone.
Yeah, they had the manual. Somebody lost that, too.
They lost it. Again, today it does matter. And we're going to get to more policy stuff and not as much of his nonsense, I think, the next 4 years. But when he's there today, acting gracious, acting appropriate, showing up, saying the right things, why couldn't he do it 4 years ago? Because he never, ever wants to admit he lost. When the evidence was overwhelming. There was literally no legal evidence. None. Not a significant court case, including many where he didn't have standing. Okay? Not one showed him with a decisive victory. Bill Barr, others told him. He didn't win. But then today, Biden does it. By the way, the guy Joe Biden, who I said, June of 2022, he shouldn't run. And I've said over and over again, I don't think he's up for the job. So this isn't, I'm Mr. Big Mac or a Joe Biden. So save those texts also. Just admit it. You're a Trump supporter. You won. You should be euphoric. This is great news for you. Bravo. Tip of the cap. But admit it. Trump should have done this 4 years ago. And admit he lost, so this is a lot. Because this is what's great about our country. A peaceful transition of power where, hey, big battle, but it's done. You won. How can I help you now so our country is the best country? Donald Trump didn't do one thing to do that. Whereas now, Joe Biden is going to do that, whatever he's capable of doing. And that's a very fair question. 21 past 12. You want to agree with me? You want to disagree? You want another part of the conversation? Go ahead, including coming at me. 651 461-9226. What's that number? 651-461-9226.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this an honor of the big meeting?
We've got meeting music today.
Meeting music.
Meeting music.
Yes. Let's cover this for the 10,000th time. My issue is Donald Trump. My issue is not with the Republican Party, a party I voted for again. Among the races I voted for this year, yes, voted for Republican, voted for Republican congressman for about 20 years, Jim Ramstad and Eric Paulson. Voted for Republican as president 2016, voted for two Republicans in the 2022 statewide race. My issue is Donald Trump. Okay, and this particular one is if he can say the right things today, and he did. I'm applauding him. I'm giving him credit. And Joe Biden is there too. Why couldn't he do this at some point? Have your court challenges in 2020. Realize it's over. Have the meeting with them. Share the documents and show up at the inauguration. For the folks who want to go at me, well, you're a lefty. I'm not. I said Harris was mediocre at best. Mediocre at best. Give me a third and fourth party, please, now. I'm fiscally right of center. I'm socially left of center. Not by much. Both ways. Give me... I said over and over again, Mitt Romney was in the ballot I would have voted for. I gave serious consideration to voting for Chris Christie because he ran. Oh, Rhino only. No, Donald Trump's not the... Donald Trump has morphed the party into his party. So if your view of the Republican Party is you have to only support Donald Trump, then yeah, I don't support Donald Trump. I also said the other day, for people who no longer will be friends with someone, including those who voted for Donald Trump, I think that's utterly ridiculous. I think it's insulting. I haven't considered one time, oh, you voted for Trump, I'm not going to be your friend. Should we look at some of the texts?
You can do that.
All right, let's go. He appeared gracious after his first assassination attempt at the Republican convention for the first couple of days, but then went back to his old self. These are texts. You hope he'll be great as a president, but afraid his old self will return. Buckle up, America. Yeah, I mean, he was almost killed. Horrifying, awful incompetence. And think about, you know, the Republicans had an excellent convention. And he was reacting to it. I thought the place was spellbound. But they weren't emoting. They were jumping up. And he went back to the hits, right? So he didn't want to play that. By the way, on appointments, He won. We get to react, but he won. So he gets one. And by the way, even though the popular vote is getting closer and closer, it was a butt kicking. Right? If you get to 312, that's a butt kicking.
Yep.
That's not close. You win every swing state. That isn't close. I don't think it's up for the job should now be said every day Trump is president. Some people can say it. I'm not going to say it every day. I find it interesting to look at this election versus all the past elections. The Democrats had 20 million more votes for some reason in 2020, which seems strange to me. That's not true. That's not true. Biden had 81 million. Nate Silver's latest projection when all the voting is done is just under 76 million. So 5 million fewer? That's big news. I agree. Looks like the separation of the popular vote, Trump's going to win that, which is a huge tip of the cap for him. He's going to win that by maybe 1.5 million, something like that. So not 20 million. Let's get out of here. So stop with that. It's tied to the conspiracy. But the fact that she's – actually, that would be about 6 million short over Biden was at.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge indictment on where the country is, where they were in the Biden-Harris campaign, and where they were in Harris's campaign, right?
Yeah.
Enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump did not lose, and this election was too big to rig. And why did the government drop the 39 felony counts? Okay. Well, then if he didn't lose, then how do you justify him running? And why didn't he win any other court cases? Vote for more of your texts. Your father was a class act, but you're a special class act. Oh, yeah, my father. Reluctant to give his opinion. And by the way, let me be really clear for you. My father thought Donald Trump was a jackass and a buffoon and a clown. Okay, so if you think my father was a big Donald Trump supporter, okay. Voted for Trump all three times and never believed he won the second election. Yes, he acted childish. I agree with you, Chad, but just want to point out the vast majority of the people who got Trump elected don't care about these norms one way or the other. They don't care about establishment and institutions. I think there's a lot of truth to that. But I think Trump actually does care when it benefits him. Like, I think he, if you think of the first presidency, Dave, there were times when he was like genuinely touched. Wow, this is amazing. Where I'm at the White House and all these things. Losing stinks. Huge disappointment stinks, but he said it in one of his first books. Never admit failure. Never admit a loss. Iowa against Ted Cruz. First caucus when he jumped in. Cruz won. That's a fellow Republican. He wouldn't have made it, he lost in that race. He just doesn't. So, by the way, to me, that's character. Don't you think that's character to show up when it's incredibly tough and it's in as big a disappointment as you've had in your entire life? And he wasn't up to it.
It's character, and not showing up was not surprising for him. That's the playbook.
Oh, great. More every day to talk about President Trump. Please just see a psychologist. Do you realize what happened today? Do you realize what's going on? Because to me, that's just a lazy one. I'm not inventing anything. Joe Biden and Donald Trump met today. Peaceful transfer of power. Donald Trump wouldn't do it. Period. Rena, next. Rena's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Can I tell you something? That big smoke detector is out to get me. Big smoke detector is out to get me. This happened again last night at about 4 in the morning. Beep! 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 Why can't it, Rena, happen at like 10:15 in the morning?
You're not sleeping anyway.
I know.
What does it matter?
It was a bad night's rest. I finally awake. Beep. Beep. Okay, now, do your smoke detector batteries only go out at night, or is big smoke detector, just toying with me, just playing with me, just torturing me.
No, I think we know it's the latter.
Thank you.
Big smoke detector has nothing on me.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Dave. La-dee-da.
Think pretty highly of yourself.
Whoa.
Huh?
Okay. Hold on a second. So have you removed all the smoke detectors at your house? Is that what's going on?
Yes, that's why they never bother me.
Well, that's one way, Dave, to resolve the issue, right?
Well, you don't even have to remove the smoke detectors, just the batteries. Are you buying the cheap batteries? Is that the problem, Chad?
Yeah, I'm getting. There's a guy who's selling me batteries. You
out
know,
of a trench coat?
A trench coat.
I got
street
some
9 corner.
Volts over here. Come on.
Was that battery guy?
Yeah.
It's torturing me. I'm not saying.
Did you take the battery out?
I did, and I put it back in. I resolved the issue, but just 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Beep. You know that? Okay, I'm awake. I can handle that. Not 2:24 a.m. Are you behind this somehow? Are you controlling the batteries at my place?
I wish I was. I so wish I was
I
behind
bet you,
this. And I
bet
was that
you do.
Clever.
I bet you do. How about you, Harrigan? Are you a part of Big Smoke Detector?
I can't comment on that.
No comment. Dave, tell Rena about the Lunchable story that you sent me today.
Lunchables, I think they came out kind of when I was a kid, because I remember seeing all the commercials and loving. I mean, Mom, come on. Please.
For the folks who aren't familiar with a Lunchable, and I think almost everybody is, but just in case, describe a Lunchable.
It started as... It's a little plastic thing that it's cheese, crackers, meat.
Maybe meat. Yeah, maybe a little treat.
Maybe
like a little. Well, for Adam, might have an Oreo thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
exactly right.
That's his ideal Oreo.
So I begged for them all the time as a kid. Every once in a while, my mom would relent and say, "Fine, pick one out."
Yeah.
And then upon eating it, I'd realize, "Yeah, this is kind of garbage. It's not very good."
Right.
But then I'd still beg 2 months later because I'd forget. Well, now the story is. Even low-income kids who the good people at the Lunchable company, is it Oscar Mayer? I don't even know.
I think it is.
The Lunchable people have been trying to push their stuff that way, saying, hey, I have a Lunchable kid. Even the low-income kids are saying, we can do better than that.
Yeah. In other words, everybody. We occasionally gave the kids Lunchables. I mean, I think it's a concession, right? If you're going the Lunchable route, you're like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good chef.
I know I can do better, but today's not the day.
Yeah, the world has collapsed. Big smoke detectors tortured me at night. You know, Dave, here's your Lunchable, you know? And I'm sure they're still popular, right?
Doesn't sound
they
like
are.
It.
My daughter loves them.
Does she?
Yes. We don't let her get them all the time. And normally, they're just... not enough food for like an actual lunch, so it's more like a snack when you get home from school kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a fake name, Lunchable. I mean,
yeah, it should be snackable.
If you're a waif model, you know, then it is.
Does she get the standard Lunchable or any of the crazy ones like Lunchables pizza and things like that?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
She does love the pizza ones. She does love the pizza ones, ugh. But like the sub sandwich one is just like again, like she's not going to eat the bread. Whatever chips that come in it, she doesn't like. You know, those ones have the sour gummy worms, and she doesn't like sour gummy worms. So it's like, what did we do this for again?
How much of the Lunchable is she actually eating?
Not a lot. That's why I'm telling you. It's not enough for an actual lunch.
They don't eat it, yeah.
Well, and then, like, the chicken nugget one, like, you have to heat it up. She doesn't have a microwave at school, but she's...
just rub them between your hands.
Chicken nuggets,
fine.
Like, gross. Yeah. Blow on it.
Hey, here's the deal. Mom's tired. You know, just then they're fine. You know, just
they're fine.
Just they're fine. A couple of okay. Today is your daughter's at school.
Yes.
Okay. What lunch did your daughter get, or is she having lunch at school?
She doesn't normally do lunch at school, but every day this week she looked at the menu and she's like, "I'm in." Today was pancakes.
Yes.
For lunch.
Yeah, that's I think pancakes as a lunch school item, fairly commonplace. I think reasonably popular, too.
And always pizza on Friday. Every school, everywhere in the history of time, pizza on Friday.
Yep. Not a great pizza either.
No.
No. Dave, your girls today.
Well, the youngest is only half day preschool, so she always eats lunch at home. But
yeah,
normally she does eat lunch at school because, I mean, it's free. Come on. Am I going to turn down something free?
Guy, yes.
Let's go here. Exactly. Come on. But today I knew she wouldn't like the lunch because it's orange chicken, and that's the one thing she picks out of the menu and says, yeah, their orange chicken's terrible. So I sent her with a...
Does she like a lot of other orange chicken or...
I don't know if the orange chicken might just not be her jam.
Rena, orange chicken, if it's...
I'm all in.
I like orange chicken.
Yeah, orange chicken's fine.
Yeah.
So, be perfectly honest, her behavior today was not so great. So I didn't exactly invest a lot of time and effort in the lunch.
I see.
Peanut butter and jelly, some grapes, some blueberries, a couple pieces of broccoli, which I know she doesn't really like, but that's fine. Have your vegetables.
Hold on a second. So in other words, you...
Will she eat it?
She'll eat it.
I mean, what this? I mean, I get, I'm all for punishment, the right punishment at certain ages. Sounds like Dave and the family, they withhold food, Rena, if the child is not acting.
Not withhold, you just don't give them their favorites.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
I mean, just say, I had filet mignon over here. Instead, you have a Lunchable.
Why don't you just pick off the other kids' plates? That's what you get to do today.
Yeah. I probably should have just centered and said orange chicken or nothing.
Wow.
Yes.
We'll put Rena on hold while I call the authorities. More with Rena in moments on CCO. Our friend from Care 11, Rena Sargentopoulos, is back with us. It's 52 past 12. John Mulaney continues to have success after success after success. Last couple days, named GQ's among the men of the year. That's nice, right? Who wouldn't want that? Life's good. He just hosted SNL, second child with Olivia Munn. And as he was talking to GQ, and he had a great, was it Netflix? Which one was it, Dave, or about a year and a half ago? The whole thing was about
Netflix.
His battle with drugs and the intervention.
Baby J, it was
Baby
called.
Baby J, that's
watch
right.
It.
Super funny. Oh, I mean, just fantastic. Well, in this story, Rena, in GQ, he mentions how Olivia stayed on him regarding the drugs and said 6 months during the pregnancy of their first child, she announced to him, I'm going to randomly drug test you. I am going to randomly drug test you to make sure you are going the right way. What are your thoughts on that?
I guess you got to do what you got to do. I would never judge anybody for how they handle a situation. Perhaps she desperately wants her family to stay together and she wants him to be healthy because she loves him very much and knows that addiction is a very terrible disease and it's hard to kick. And being held accountable is one way that you can fight it off. I don't know. I don't know what you were expecting me to say here, but if that's what they need to do as a family to get through and that's what he needs to do to get past this addiction, then, hey, I'm all for it.
Dave, what do you think?
I mean, you hear about it, and I think your first reaction is kind of recoil. What? She's doing what to her husband? But in thinking about it, I'm on Rena's side. I think it's, you know, it's not a problem he's had just one time.
Mm-mm.
This has been multiple times where
yes.
he's had issues. And, yeah, if he's the father of your children now and you need him around, you need him healthy, and if this is a way to stay on top of it, whether it's to, you know, maintain sobriety or the first, you know, first time he uses, figure it out right then and still until he continues to spiral and spiral and spiral until it's too late, I think I'm okay with it.
Every couple is different. Every circumstance is different. At this point, she probably knows John better than anybody on the planet and knows also what she needs, what she's facing. And I'm not saying every couple should do it, but I'm with you guys. If you feel like this is right, and at this point, she clearly is in love with him. She knows what this has done to him. She wants them to stay together. And if she thinks this will help him, and she believes that he isn't going to recoil from this and get angry and somehow get directed back to drugs, then bravo, right, Rena?
He also has a choice. He's a grown man. He can choose to stay in it with his family and be a sober, contributing individual to his children and to society, or he can choose not to do that. So
right.
We all have choices as adults. I don't have any problem with this at all. I just, again, sometimes we get caught up in getting in other people's business, and I always say there's two kinds of hypocritical people, and those that lack the life experience to empathize, and those people who are just, you know, being hypocrites. So
yep, right.
I don't know.
I agree. What are you working on right now? Is there anything rather interesting you want to share?
No.
No. Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothingness. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Outside of screwing up my smoke detectors. Okay. I mean,
girls got to stay busy.
Yeah. That is a big project. Well, congratulations. It's working right now. That is for sure. All right. Have a fabulous day.
You guys too.
Rena Sargentopoulos. It's 12:57. That is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis. Patrick Roycey, next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.